So when did you kind of get bit by the music bug? Because your sound is different. You don't sound like anybody else, which is pretty cool. So how did that all come about? When did music become your thing?
Well, you see, like, I did music for fun. When I tried doing it, I used to be kicked out in the church. I actually wanted to sing when I was in Kenya. And when I started doing rap, I wasn't doing it well, too. I used to be kicked out of studios as well. But it took me a while, because every time I tried to rap, I sound like somebody who was already famous. So it took me some time to actually create a style that is my own. And just meeting different people, working with different people, and constantly trying to experience, throwing a new experience every time I go out. So I'll probably say I've probably been performing for probably, or singing for 5 years before I caught out this kind of sound that I'm putting out.
You said before that you'd get kicked out of studios because people said that you sounded like somebody famous. Who was that? Who did you emulate?
P. Diddy. Ah. I heard P. Diddy on a radio once sang a song called Jesus, My Best Friend. And I said, oh, even gangsters can sing to God. Then I went and wrote a song called All We Need Is Jesus. And the song was like a complete rip-off of the entire song, except the lyrics are different. The hook lyrics are different, but the tunes sound the same. So that was my early stages. I didn't understand the difference between the melodies. So I went to a studio. The guy told me, no, do you know this song? You're going to be sued. You actually took somebody else's tune and you're singing on it. And you sound like a guy called Puff Daddy. The guy told me, you can't do it. Kicked out of the studio. That's how embarrassing it was.
Man. So you're talking about trying to find that different sound. The first time I listened to Scars, the first thing that popped into my head was different. It just sounds different. It has definitely like a different type of flavor to it. A little folky, a little bit of everything. And plus, I mean, Nelly Furtado sounds beautiful. You guys harmonize beautifully. What was it like working with her, and how did that song come about? How was that song created?
Well, the song came about, you know, Nelly Furtado, after we did the song called Party. So what Nelly said, look, I'm in an inspirational mood. And so I started hearing her humming, Sky. And she has to tell me that I have to sing. So, tell her, now, are you serious? You want me to sing? Then we kind of like joked about it. And then she finally pushed me to sing on it. Then there's a guy called Jeff who knows African music. And so he kind of like played chords that are close to Africa, close to folk, just making it something there. And that's how it worked.
Why do you think someone should buy the key? Like, if you met somebody for the first time and they asked you what you were about and you said that, you know, you were a musician and an actor and you said that you had a new album out and they're like, well, why should I pick it up? What do you think that you would say to them?
If they're buying the key, they're buying into nice music. Second, they're buying into a cause, because the proceeds of the key goes to an enterprise where all the money that is going to go there, it's going to be invested into entrepreneurs that have an interest in supporting children. So this album is about human rights, it's all about entertainment, it's about children's rights, it's also about women's rights. So it's a conscious awakening album that we're creating, which where the proceeds are going to help do something to make our world better.
How are all of these causes connected to you personally?
So the causes, you see, a British aid worker called Emma McCune smuggled me to Kenya, you know, when I was a child soldier. So when she rescued me, she put me in school. And from that time, I kind of like say, if she can do this for me, you know? Mm-hmm. And when and she didn't want anything back from it. And then later she died. I said, I'm going to carry on a legacy. And so, and that's why I formed Goa Africa, which put children in school. Now we have guys who have gone to universities, some are working now in different NGOs, doctors, engineers, and lawyers, businessmen that have been supported by the program. And so now the next step that I'm working on is entrepreneurism, because I realize what entrepreneurs, the power of entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs drive the economy of any country, you know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have three things if you want to reduce poverty in an area. You must have skilled workers, you must have innovators, and you must have entrepreneurs. And entrepreneurs are the ones who are able to generate funding to be able to hire the skilled force. And in the skilled force, this is where innovators are born, where people have got ideas that they want to explore, and then people who have money goes for it. And when there's excess money, that's when you find people who go to different places to explore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And in exploration, that's where you find the speed up of an economy, of a country to go forward. And so we as a people has been crippled from being a refugee camp, and you're broken down as a human being that you can hardly fend for yourself. And so the way I'm looking at, if people want to help us, they need to listen to us, what we're saying. And one of the steps I'm taking forward is to be able to lead the change I want to see, because I cannot just talk about it or push other people. I can only concentrate on a small thing that I can do. With my music, I'm pushing for entertainment, but at the same time, using it for social, emotional learning.
What do you think you've learned about yourself through the creation process of this album? And how do you think it's going to help you moving forward?
Well, I work with different artists. I work with Nelly Furtado, who's trying to push me into a different, to get a different aspect of my creativity. I've worked with Nile Rodgers, which was also a very humble creation. And from there, I was able to also learn how to be able to make music that can appeal to the wider audience.
How do you want this album to be remembered in a couple of years? I mean, you're a young guy. You're going to be producing music for quite some time. So when this is in a record store, you know, a couple of years go down the line and somebody sees it and they have that memory of when it first came out, how do you want them to feel?
Well, I want them to enjoy good music and have fun. You know, use it as a painkiller. You know, at least I have some tracks there I can dance to. I have some tracks there that can comfort.